Never give your enemies content, Walker.
Yeah,
a block is a screenshot, and a screenshot is content. Never give your enemies content.
I just don't care. I'm not going to see it.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco. Here's my co-host Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde. I want to start by saying sorry for missing the Patreon episode this week. There were some issues going on, but we're all good. We're all back now. We can look forward to week 10 of the NFL season. So I'm pretty excited about that. Good game last night. First half, real boring. Real snooze fest. Literally fell asleep in the second quarter. But rest of the game, they fit a whole game into the second half.
Yeah, honestly, it was Baltimore goes down 21-7 and then scores four consecutive touchdowns.
Yeah.
On four drives in a row. And they win by one.
Yeah, it ruled. And they win because Zach Taylor was like, I'll show you too conservative. And then he called
and then he called a bad play.
Walker, how's your day going?
Oh, good. I've been hanging out with my girlfriend, so
that's good. I have not been hanging out with my girlfriend. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Doing okay. I cannot repeat the stuff I was talking about before the podcast. Needless to say, difficult end of the day at work. And then I find out Tony Todd passed away. So that sucks.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Tony Todd? You recognize Tony Todd. Have you seen the Candyman remake?
No.
Or the original Candyman in 92?
I know the original Candyman, yes.
He was the Candyman. He was the deep-voiced African-American guy. He was also Death in the Final Destination movies. Or maybe just a coroner. Who knows? But he was definitely Death. So he passed away. That sucks. My brother met him. He said he was a really nice guy. Yeah, my brother loves to go to like these conventions and stuff, meet actors and all this stuff. And he asked for a picture with Tony Todd. And he's like, yeah, hold on. And he brought it. He was like, hey, guys, come here. Like he would like called in other people, like the guy who played like Freddy Krueger and all this stuff. And so like rather than just being like, yeah, we'll take a picture. He's like, oh, I bet you want a picture with like all of us because we're all like horror movie guys. And so like that's one of my brother's pictures. So that's really cool. Hell yeah. So, all right, let's talk football though. We talked a little bit about last night. Ravens beat the Bengals 35-34. Ravens 7-3, Bengals 4-6. I've never been happier to get caught in traffic because I was like getting home as the game started and in the car, I was like, I bet Cincy wins this game. But I had Baltimore in the dock, and after the game started, I was like, you know what? I'm going to leave it. I can't good conscience change it afterwards. So in my heart, I thought Cincy was going to win, but my brain won out. So I think the big news from last night in the game was, of course, the massive output from Ja'Marr Chase, 11, 264, and 3. But I don't know if there's much to talk about with that. That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, he did really good. I mean, he was nuts, obviously, but I mean, you're not going to get anything new here from us in comparison to what anybody else is going to say. Everybody's going to be like, wow, wasn't he really good?
Yeah, he was really good. And so I guess the only thing I can ask is he or Justin Jefferson the best wide receiver in the NFL or Juwan Jennings? One of those three.
I was going to say a surprise third option.
A surprise 49er option.
I would say Jefferson still.
Jefferson? Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I have to go with Jefferson.
Yeah, I think so too. I do think that Ja'Marr Chase does have that game-breaking talent as well. Like, it's very close. And, people on Sunday were talking about how it's Justin Jefferson and it's not even close. It's like, well, no, it is.
It's pretty close. I mean, it's I think close. Ja'Marr Chase is definitely the second best receiver in the league.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, and then we saw the banishment of Khalil Herbert.
Yep.
One carry and a fumble.
One carry, one fumble, one benching.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So he gone. And then that's really it. Mike Gesicki was third on the team in targets, but didn't do much. Tanner Hudson,
scored a touchdown.
yeah, scored a touchdown, had more yards and catches. But really, it was like I was watching the game and it was like, oh, this whole offense is just Chase Brown and Ja'Marr Chase. Like, that's it.
Yeah, when T. Higgins is out, those are those guys and then the tight ends, and that's it.
Yeah, so Andre Yosivash, Jermaine Burton, no thank you. Whatever a Cam Grandy is, no thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have more random tight ends. This is the year of the random tight end I've never heard of just showing up.
Yeah, like Shanker, was it?
Shanker and Grandy.
Yeah, so yeah, we didn't really have any questions for this one because we didn't do the Tuesday episode. So anything like Joe Burrow, I think he's a rock solid, you know, start him if you have him type guy. He's kind of hitting a hot streak here. He's been he was obviously quarterback one on the week now, but quarterback one last week going against Vegas. Last week he might take a tumble against the Chargers, but I don't think so. I think he's still locked and loaded. Quarterback one, like you drafted him as, after some up and downs to start the year.
Yeah, I would agree. I think probably not really a matchup out there that you would bench him in. I mean, what do you think, Mike?
Yeah, no, yeah, I think he's full go every outing that that they have. I don't know if they've had their bye. No, they haven't had their bye week yet. So, yeah, until bye week shows up, then you're going to be playing him.
Sweet. All right, and then on the other side, was Tylan Wallace out of bounds?
Yes,
think he was. Okay.
Honestly, yeah, I don't know.
I think he was, but I don't know 100%. I think he was. It looked like he did.
Yeah. Oh, I'd say he's out of bounds.
I'm gonna say no, just because I like Tylan Wallace.
Tylan Wallace had, if I had to guess without looking, I would say he had 75% of his fantasy production on the season in this game.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right. So here's his finishes. Wide receiver 144. Wide receiver 140. No, I mean, there's nothing you can do with Tylan Wallace here. Like, this is a one-off thing. Mark Andrews is back. Yes.
Yep. Yes, yep. For sure.
Yeah.
Mark Especially with Isaiah likely injured now.
Yeah. Isaiah unlikely to play. Yeah. So he had a down week last week, 2 for 26. But outside of that, 4 of his last 5 weeks, he's been top 12 tight end. He's been top 6 3 out of those 5 weeks. He's back. They're actually using him. So if you hung on to Mark Andrews or if you bought low on him, good on you. I think you have a top 6 tight end going forward, I would say.
I would agree.
Yep.
All right. Derrick Henry struggled, but he still scored a touchdown. He showed everybody his ass. but not like showed his ass bad way.
No, literally, what about his pants got pulled down.
Yeah, his pants got pulled down. Deontay Johnson, cut him. Second straight game where he's done nothing, and he looked lost. Like, there's a play out there. Like, he was literally lost on the field.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to keep him around, but I don't know. I mean, it feels like he's been a target monster everywhere he's gone, and I feel like at some point he's still going to take over for Rashad Bateman. Even if that probably shouldn't happen based on how well Bateman's playing right now, I feel like they gave, you know, they went out to get him, so they're going to use him eventually. But yeah, I mean, you certainly can't play him.
Yeah, I don't, I would cut him personally. I think that target hog role is Zay Flowers's,
yeah,
that short area, and he's a better player than Deontay Johnson. So Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, the Ravens have scored 76 points in the last 2 weeks, and he's caught one pass. So
I was wondering where you're going with that. Yeah, so I don't think they need him.
No, they don't need him. I'm not really sure why they did that trade in the first place, but yeah, they don't really need him.
I heard one thing that I heard, I don't know if it's conspiracy or what, but it was the Chiefs were sniffing around and they're like, well, let's pay a whatever to keep them off the Chiefs just in case. Mm. And then, oops, they went out and got Nuk Hopkins.
Yeah, they got DeAndre Hopkins instead, who is actually still good.
Yeah, a classic Sean Payton tricking the Vikings into drafting J.J. McCarthy.
To get Bo Nix. Bo Nix has been, he's still not very good, but he runs.
I mean, J.J. McCarthy's not even playing this year.
Right, come he's on. Injured, he's, so we have
bad.
No idea.
He's behind Sam Darnold. He's bad. Oh, wait, he's hurt. Okay. Rashad Bateman, 6 for 54 in this one, 8 targets. It was a blip. He does this every once in a while. Like, I wouldn't trust it, but, like, for bye weeks, He does get a decent amount of end zone targets. Like, he has 4 touchdowns on the season, but it's nothing more than a desperation play, I don't think.
Yeah, I like the bye week fill-in thing. I think he probably should be rostered in most leagues, but he's not an every week starter, no.
Yeah, so, all right, any other thoughts on this game? Pretty straightforward game. Like, the good guys did good stuff. Like, there's not much to think about.
Yeah, I mean, I think Lamar's going to win his third MVP.
Yeah, Mike, how do you feel about this? Lamar Jackson, third MVP?
Yeah, he's going to win his third MVP.
Yeah, that's crazy. Mike, has a running back ever won 3 MVPs before? I got to the joke before you.
Boom.
Got it.
Damn it. Damn it.
All right, let's talk the rest of the week, shall we? And I definitely didn't accidentally close my show doc. So first game up is going to be the London game, or not the London game, sorry, the Germany game, the Euro game. Giants and Panthers, both are 2-7. Giants, 5-point favorites, 41.5-point over under. This one is the 6:30 a.m. Pacific game. 9:30 Eastern. That's how time zones work. Because of this game, I would just like to say we do not do a start and sit show when they do have a Europe game, just because everybody probably already made their decisions already. So just check out the Discord. I usually hop in there before the game to answer those questions. Discord link is at the top of the website, footballabsurdity.com. All right. So injuries in this one. For the Giants, Darius Slayton is out. He didn't even fly to Europe. Bryce Ford Wheaton is out with an Achilles injury. Graham Gano, Darius Masal, Matthew Adams, and Jason Pinnock are all questionable. For the Panthers, Eki Okonwu, Adam Thielen are both out. Jamie Robinson is doubtful. I feel like I've read that every week this season. Jadeveon Clowney, dealing with some personal stuff, is questionable, which, I mean, if he's out dealing with some personal stuff, I don't think he's going to fly to Germany. Jonathan Brooks is questionable. Jordan Fuller, Tommy Tremble, DJ Wanham, Lonnie Johnson are also all questionable. So I'm shocked that the Panthers question wasn't about Jonathan Brooks, but we'll get there in a second. Can we go back to Juan Daddy with Darius Slayton on the shelf? That's what I want to know. That's my Giants question, because Tyrone Tracy, he's a starter. There's no question there. Daniel Jones, I have him in the sleepers article. Do I feel good about it? No. So that kind of leaves us with Wandale Robinson. And Wandale Robinson was getting a ton of targets until a couple weeks ago. So in the last two games, he had 9 targets. In the games before that, he had 9, 11, calm down, 9, 14, 8. And then he only had 4 in week 2, but he had 12 in week 1. So in the first 7 games of the season, he had 8 or more targets in 6 of them. And then he dropped down, and that did coincide with him getting a little banged up. But then the emergence of Darius Slayton, and you've got the Panthers, who are one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL. And you saw how many names I read off. A bunch of those are in the defense and secondary. So with no Darius Slayton this week, they're going to throw the ball. Can we go back to Wandale Robinson like we did early on in the season?
I mean, I think it's a high floor, low ceiling play, as you might expect for a low targeted ADOT guy. But yeah, I mean, he's going to rack up probably, like you said, at least 8 targets. And this is a terrible pass defense. So I think he's one of the better wide receiver 3s that you can play in any sort of league that's deeper than like 10 teams, shallow rosters. You should definitely be playing him. Mm-hmm. But in a shallow league, maybe you could find a, you know, higher ceiling option.
Okay. With the Raiders on bye this week, would we call him bye week Jacoby Myers? Everybody is Jacoby Myers.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So, Mike, what do you think? Can we go back to Wandale with Darius Slayton on the shelf?
Yeah, I mean, Wandale's right now is wide receiver 24 on the season, averaging 11 points per game. So at the very least, I think he's flex worthy.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was that high. I mean, I know he had all those targets, and in PPR, that'll get you a lot of cheap points. But yeah, so Tyrone Tracy, he's the starter on this team. I think, you know, he's a RB2 type guy just on volume alone. Daniel Jones, like I said, I have a lot of sleepers in this game just because both of these defenses are terrible. Both of these offenses are also terrible, so there is that problem.
We have the stoppable force versus the movable object.
Yeah, it's very bad. So So Daniel Jones, I have as a sleeper just because the Panthers do let running quarterbacks run all over them. I think they've had six guys get double digit rushing yards against them this year, which for a quarterback is good, especially considering some of the quarterbacks were like Derek Carr had 10 back in week one. And Andy Dalton had like 16, I think. And those guys aren't physically capable of moving their legs. So,
well, to be fair, Andy Dalton is on the Panthers. So he wouldn't have been facing the Panthers.
So that means that statistic, that means I pulled something good for Bryce Young going up against the Giants that I cannot keep in my head. So we'll find out what that is a little bit later, I guess.
Wow.
All right. So yeah, it would be very difficult for Andy Dalton to rush for double digit yards against the Giants. So, or against the Panthers. Damn, my brain does not work. All right, let's talk about the other side of the ball and the Carolina Panthers. So Walker, you want to know about Jatavion Sanders?
Yeah, I threw a bone to Mike with this one. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Do we think that he's going to continue playing well, get a top 12 week this week?
As much as I hope so, the Giants are second best against tight ends in football, so I'm going to say no.
What about Theo Johnson? The Panthers are one of the worst in the NFL against tight ends. Theo Johnson, he has 10 targets in the last 2 weeks combined.
Theo.
I wouldn't start either of those guys, to be fair.
What if you're in a 2014 two tight end league?
Then I would definitely be starting both of those guys.
Well, yeah, what then, Smarty Pants?
I wouldn't be playing in that league, to be fair.
Okay. I'm trying to find who the other mobile or non-mobile quarterback was that rushed for double digits against the Panthers. So still figuring that out. So on the Panthers, if Jonathan Brooks comes back, what are we doing? No. Obviously, Walker and I have never argued about Chuba Hubbard and the value of his contract ever at all in our life. But are we starting him on his first game back? Or are we just letting it ride?
Jonathan Brooks should not be anywhere near your lineup. No. And Chuba Hubbard is still the starter until further notice. So keep playing Chuba, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. I don't know. Oh, you know what it was? I was shocked that Marcus Mariota had 34 rushing yards against him. That's what it was. It wasn't that another mobile quarterback did it, because Kirk Cousins had -5 yards. My boy's kneeling down.
Y'all, that's time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's move on to the next game. Hold on.
I think you can start Xavier Leggett as a wide receiver 3.
Yes. That's what I wanted to say. Stop trying to make Jalen Coker happen. Xavier Leggett out-targeted him in the last 2 weeks. It's Xavier Leggett's team, not Jalen Coker's.
I mean, I have Coker as like a desperation play, but Leggett is definitely ahead of him.
Yeah. I think that Coker got so much hype because Fantasy Twitter actually had somebody they could pick up off the waivers in their Dynasty League.
That's right.
All right. Patriots and Bears. Patriots are 2-7. Bears are 4-4. Chicago 7-point favorites. 39.5-point over under. Injuries in this one for the Patriots. Kyle Duggar and Christian Ellis are both out. Alex Austin, Daniel Ekwale, Michael Jordan, Vidarian Lowe, Marte Mapu, Laden Robinson, and Jacqueline Roy are all questionable. I don't remember that guy from I fucked up the joke. Secession. God damn it.
Oh, I was going to say something about Michael Jordan playing football now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, Michael Jordan. Isn't there there's a Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, there's going to be more Kobe Bryants in the league, too.
I think so. Yeah. All right. On the Bears, an offensive lineman, Kieran A. Big A, we'll call him. Jaquan Brisker. Those are both out. If you would like to take a crack at this, Amagedji.
Sure.
Oh, man. I always feel so bad every time, man. Anyways, Jaquan Brisker, Braxton Jones, Darnell Wright, those guys are also out. Daryl Taylor, Noah Sewell, and Ryan Bates are questionable. So let's get the Patriots free space out of the way. Are we starting Ramondre Stevenson this week?
Yes, because the Bears are not very good against running backs.
I agree.
Bang.
Is there anybody else?
Oh, boy. No. Well, Mike? Actually, yes.
Pop? Hunter?
Yeah, it's Hunter. Not Pop. Pop's been getting more targets, but this is a bad matchup for receivers, and I just don't see the ceiling there. I can't see him scoring a touchdown. I feel like you're hoping for, like, 11 points, and at that point, I mean, I'd rather play, like, Noah Brown for the ceiling.
All right. Anybody else on this team that you might have some intrigue with, Mike?
No. Mike's like, absolutely not. He's shaking his head already.
Mike's like, get me out of here. See, the problem. So the problem is I can't, my computing power, I can't have both Mike and Walker up on my screen at the same time. So I have a minimized window and it's whoever's talking. And that's usually Walker, between Walker and Mike. So I never see Mike's face during the podcast. So, all right, let's talk about, I saw him there when he was laughing. Let's talk about DJ Moore. Are we benching DJ Moore? Now, let me stop you there. Last 3 weeks, DJ Moore, 4 for 20 on 5 targets, 2 for 27 on 4 targets, 4 for 33 on 9 targets. Thank you, Walker. The week before that, 5 for 105, but the week before that, 3 for 22. So over the last 5 weeks, which is what I like to look at, you're going 3.6 receptions for 41.4 yards. Are we benching DJ Moore?
I'm benching him. Wide receiver 30 on the season right now. And as you mentioned, all those bad weeks. And then Caleb Williams against Arizona, I thought he was going to have a lot better game, but he didn't. And without, you know, having a successful quarterback, I mean, he's been successful here and there, but for the most part, not really. I just can't buy into DJ Moore.
Walker?
He's the wide receiver two on his own team.
Yes.
Jeff was just early on Rome Odunze. Odunze is the number one receiver on the team now, I think.
Not wrong, just early.
I wouldn't necessarily be super excited about starting any of them.
Oh no, I wouldn't either.
But if I'm gonna start one, it's Rome.
Yeah. There's a Futurama thing that I think about a lot, which is you are technically correct, which is the best kind of correct.
That's right. I do know that one. Futurama was a classic. Watch reruns at home when I didn't have to be at school, when I was in high school.
Futurama was a classic. Here, I will date myself a little bit there. So back before Netflix, right? The move was to get shows on DVD so you could watch 4, 5, 6, 7 episodes in a row without having to do anything. That was a classic one of those right there. So, Rome Odunze last week, 7 targets, 5 catches, 104 yards, wide receiver 1. But yeah, DJ Moore, let's take a guess. How many PPR weeks has DJ Moore had this season? Top 20 PPR weeks has DJ Moore had this season?
Top 20?
Yeah.
1.
Mike?
Top 20, I'd say 2.
He has had 1, but one of his weeks he was top 24. So he's technically a wide receiver 2. So, he has had 2 weeks inside the top 24, 3 weeks inside the top 30. You cannot start DJ Moore. Of course, now that we said that, DJ Moore is going to go off.
Right.
So Mike, Walker already said, probably don't want to start any Bears wide receivers. Are you in agreement with that statement?
Yeah.
Okay. What about Cole Kmet? Cole Kmet's kind of fallen off lately. He was a guy that we thought that we could start. He did kind of go as the... as the Bears went last week. Let's see. Hold on. I'm pulling up his advanced stat line. Hold on.
Oh, no.
0 targets, 0 Ooh. Receptions, 0 yards, 0 touchdowns, 0 touches, 0 yards from scrimmage, 0 returning or receiving touchdowns or rushing or receiving touchdowns. So non-facetiously the week before that, 1 target, 1 catch, 14 yards. Oof. Do we think that Cole Kmet's maybe being phased out? Is he like or was he just kind of a 1 week spike? Because he only has 1 week over 5 targets.
Yeah, I think it was a spike week. I mean, he's outside my top 18 tight ends this week.
Damn.
All right, so let's we didn't play this game before, but Cole Kmet or all right, no, we're not going to start him. Never mind. Forget I said that.
No, that's time.
Okay. One last question. Caleb, yes or no?
No.
I agree.
But DeAndre Swift, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. DeAndre Swift must start, I would say.
Good matchup. So you need to play him.
Yeah. Because the Patriots are soft. All right. Bills and Colts. Bills are 7-2. I didn't say it. They're cushioned. Bills are 7-2. Colts are 4-5. Buffalo, 4-point favorites. Seems a little low. 47.5 under. Buffalo. We all have Buffalo winning. They will not have rookie Keon Coleman because he fumbled so hard his wrist broke. Amari Cooper and Reggie Gillum and Valen Spector are all questionable. For the Colts, Michael Pittman is out with a back and finger injury. What I heard was what I heard was the doctor asked him where it hurts, and he tried to point to it, and he like went too hard and jammed his finger into his back. That's what caused the finger part of it.
Yeah, his back has been injured all season, and they've just been like, yeah, you can play. And he's been like, okay. And finally, they've been like, he's not producing like he usually does. I wonder if he's hurt.
Man, this guy sure plays like he's protecting the middle of his body. I wonder if that might be a problem.
He even was, he started out in his normal stance at the line of scrimmage, and then by the end of the game, probably around halftime, he started doing a whole different stance, and I'm like, there's something not right.
Oh, man. As a guy with a bad back, I've been there, buddy.
Hey, buddy, you're standing weird.
Yeah, I've definitely been there. I've definitely been there. It's like, yeah, man, I know it's strange, but look, the only way this is comfortable for me is if I kind of like twist and lean. So deal with it. All right. So Walker's question for this one is about the Buffalo Bills and specifically their wide receiver core, Khalil Shakir.
Yeah, with Coleman out, maybe Amari Cooper out, I think he'll play this week. But do we think that Shakir can be top 24 again?
I think that in any given week in PPR, Khalil Shakir can be top 24.
Yeah, I agree. Even with those guys starting, I could see Shakir being in top 24. So, I definitely want to fire him up.
Yeah, some call him an Orchard Park Jacoby Myers.
Mm. Orchard Park.
I think he's in that range, but he's the guy who gets the most targets in this passing game. I mean, he's averaging, what, like 7-point-something targets a game? So, it's like, if he can have, you know, from Josh Allen, he's getting short area targets. If he's getting 6 for 60, you know, and decent chance of a touchdown, that's a guy you need to start every week, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. He has that high floor. He's kind of like the wide receiver version of what we look for in tight ends. Like, we don't want to chase touchdowns. We want to chase that high floor production. And if you get a touchdown on top, that's a bonus. And that's kind of what I see Khalil Shakir as, is like a high end version of a blob tight end. Where he's just like, he's guaranteed most weeks at least 7 PPR points, at least 8 PPR points, at least.
Like, that's his floor. Would say like 7 is his floor, and then his ceiling is like 20.
Yeah.
So if you just do the mean, that's like 13.5 points a week. That's a weekly starter, a weekly wide receiver, too.
Yeah. He will not, unfortunately, ever have a Jamar Chase week 10, unfortunately. Mike, is there anybody else in the Bills wide receiver room that you would be interested in starting? Keon Coleman out, banged up Amari Cooper. Are you going to stay away from Amari Cooper, or are you going to run him out there if he plays?
I'll probably stay away from Cooper. I think this is going to be a Shakir game.
Okay. I mean, Khalil Shakir, he just gets pepper targets and he catches all of them. That's the thing.
Yeah, his catch percentage is like 80.
I think that might be low. Hold on, let me double check his catch.
Yeah, I'm interested now.
If he lost 13% in his catch rate, he would still be above 80.
Is it 94%?
93.3. He has caught 42 of 45 passes this year.
Damn.
Also, if he caught 80% of his passes, his career average would go down. 82.7.
82.7 career catch percentage. That is unbelievable. And he's averaging 13.7 yards per reception. So he's just really good.
Yeah, he's just good. That's what it is. He's some say that Jacoby Myers one day wishes to be Khalil Shakir.
All right. Khalil Shakir is better Jacoby Myers, turns out.
You're starting James Cook. You're starting whatever that quarterback's name is. I think he's pretty good.
Big Josh.
Josh Allen. What about Dalton Kincaid? Have we reached a point where he's no longer smoke him if you got him? You just kind of are like, hey, man, maybe I should start somebody else.
I think this is the final test. I think you play him this week against a bad Colts defense. And if he sucks again, then you just drop him and you don't worry about it the rest of the season. But if he lights him up, then you can have, you know, a little bit of hope going forward.
All right. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, the Colts are pretty bad against tight ends, too. They're fourth worst. So if he doesn't do anything against the Colts, then, yeah, he's pretty much toast.
He is the blobbiest tight end in the NFL, averaging 41.1 yards and 3.9 catches per game.
Let's go. And he has precisely, one touchdown?
Two.
Two, okay.
Precisely hitting the blob on the dot.
So that means so he's going to finish the season with like 67 for 704 touchdowns. And he's going to be like tight end 10 at the end of the season. And everybody's going to be like, see, I was right about Dalton Kincaid, even though he's playable like four times all year.
Yeah, he's going to be tight end 10 in total fantasy points, and he's short by per game, and he's like 16.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen. So, all right, that's the Bills. Let's talk about the Colts. Mike, these are your boys. There's not much to talk about with the Colts, unfortunately.
No, there really isn't, especially with Michael Pittman out. Josh Jones, there's that Josh Jones connection with Flacco, but I looked at, because the Bills are so bad against the run, if Jonathan Taylor was going to go over 100 total yards.
Jonathan Taylor would get 100 total yards in the first half.
I like that.
Finish with 124.
This is this is fully anecdotal, but the last time I remember the Colts playing the Bills, I was at the game. It was in Buffalo, and Jonathan Taylor absolutely murdered the Bills all game. He had like 190 yards and five touchdowns. It was unbelievable. So I'm going to go over.
Oh, hell yeah. All right,
yeah. But he's,
and that is also time.
Okay, he's a slam dunk start. Josh Downs, PPR, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you play him everywhere.
Okay, Joe Flacco, no?
Nope.
Anybody else?
No.
No.
All right, Broncos at Chiefs. Broncos are 5-4. Chiefs are 8-0. Baker almost had you. He almost had you. It's a 7.5-point spread for Kansas City, 41.5-point over-under. I realized I was getting awkward because I was reading it off ESPN. When the line started, it was KC 9-point favorite. So injuries in this one, Drew Sanders and Dalarin Turner-Yell are out with Achilles and knee injuries respectively, and Luke Waltenberg. So is that what Luke Walton's up to? He's just playing center with an alias.
It's because that's his favorite disc golf disc.
Because he converted to Judaism. He read the Torah, folks. Folks, Juju Smith-Schuster is out with a hamstring injury. Tershawn Wharton is questionable. I dropped Juju where I had him. Like, it was fun for that one week. I was like, oh, I'm gonna pick him up. He's gonna be the Rashee Rice guy, and then he got hurt, and they got DeAndre Hopkins. So rest in piss, Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah, Juju shit poopster back on the compost pile.
A guy who wasted 70 combined fab dollars on Carson Steele and Juju Smith-Schuster, cursing Kareem Hunt and DeAndre Hopkins.
Ugh.
God damn it, why'd they bring back these old guys?
All right, my question is, we've been having a lot of fun here, folks, with Bo Nix. You know, we're all witnesses, all that stuff. But I would say, and I'm going to confirm, is it time to bench Bo Nix for this matchup? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, the Chiefs are middle of the road when it comes to points allowed to quarterbacks, and also middle of the road to allowing quarterbacks to run, which is, of course, Bo Nix's strong suit. So, yeah, I think you can definitely show Bo Nix this week.
I think so. Chiefs have only allowed over 20 fantasy points to two quarterbacks, and they're two of the top, I'd say, three quarterbacks in the NFL. Of course, I'm referring to Lamar Jackson and Broctholomew Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
No, but these are the guys they've kept under 20 fantasy points. Joe Burrow, Kirk Cousins, who can do it, Gardner Minshew, who can do it, and Baker, who can do it. So they're not a team that you can attack. They also put defenses in a blender. So I am staying away from Bo Nix. I am staying away from all Broncos, actually. I don't want any Broncos in this matchup. This has 45-16 written all over it.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I think it's a blowout.
I don't think the Chiefs are going to score points in this game like that. I think it's actually going to be pretty close.
Yeah.
I think the Chiefs do win, but Yeah, I mean, I can't really be excited about starting any Bronco in this game. I think Javonte Williams is the closest, but he's still just a flex.
Okay. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a close game, too. I almost actually picked Broncos in this matchup. But, this especially interdivision rivalry going on. Yeah, it'll be close.
Okay. I just think, I asked the question before, are the Broncos that good at in pass defense, or do they just have Patrick Surtain? And I'm still not 100% convinced it's not just the second. So we'll see. I think that I do think that it's going to be a massive Chiefs win, though. So we'll see, because here's the thing. It doesn't matter what I say. We all pick the Chiefs. So either we're all right or we're all wrong. So
that's right.
Suck it, everybody else. All right. Walker, let's talk about the Chiefs offense. You want to know if Badman Jr., little Badman, if he's going to be top 24.
Little Badman. Is Kareem Hunt going to be top 24 against a pretty good Broncos defense?
I don't think so. Not without scoring a touchdown. We saw it last week. He just runs the ball. He doesn't get catches. I think he had one catch in the final quarter.
He'll catch like one ball a game. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're not getting the Kareem Hunt like cheap points. So like he has to score a touchdown, and either has to score two touchdowns or get like 125 rushing yards and a touchdown to be, or like 125 yards to be top 24. I just don't see that happening. Like, I still think he's like a flex play. I don't see that happening where he goes in and slam dunks. And that reminds me, I have him starting in a league where I'm playing Jamar Chase. So I think I need a little bit more upside there.
Probably. Yeah. Mike, what do you think?
I got confused with something else. What's the question?
Whether Kareem Hunt will be top 24.
Yeah, I think it's going to be close. The Broncos defense is pretty good against the run. I think they're middle of the road when run defense. So it will be close, but I think he will be top 24.
So I'm the highest on Hunt of all of us this week. I have him at 19.
Oh, wow.
I think he's going to score. I do. He's the likeliest option at the goal line. I do think they run in a touchdown at some point. This is going to be kind of a dink and dunk up the field game for the Chiefs. I feel like I think it's going to be like a 23-14 or something. So yeah, I think Hunt gets in the end zone, scores like 15 points.
Okay. All right. Sorry. I had my eyes bug out there, not because of what Walker said, but because I was fixing my roster in that league where I got Jamar Chase, and I saw one of the wide receivers that he's starting. Let's see. Let's go. 26 years old, 6'5", 210, out of Utah. Walker's boy.
Yes.
Devon Vele.
Yes.
I'm getting Devon Vele started against me in a week that I will probably lose.
Grizzled rookie Devon Vele. Let's go.
That's right. Let's go. Also playing against Jonathan Taylor. Oh, no.
No.
I'm going to get like 250 points dropped on my head. Jesus Christ. All right.
That's time.
All right, that's time. Chiefs, start DeAndre Hopkins, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, I think he goes back to the bench.
Yeah, against the Broncos, yes.
Also, I'm realizing there's no way that I think Kareem Hunt isn't top 24 and he should bench Patrick Mahomes and they score 45 points. I'm going to revise that down to 28-16. All right. All right, let's go with Falcons Saints, shall we? We all have the Chiefs winning that one. Falcons are 6-3. Saints are 2-7. Atlanta, 3-point road favorites, 47.5 point over under. Injuries in this one. JD Bertrand is out with a concussion. Drake London and Drew Dahlman are questionable. For the Saints, oh boy, I got to sit up. This is a long list. Cedric Wilson, Chris Olave, Kool-Aid McKinstry, and Lucas Patrick are all out. Eric McCoy, JT Gray, Rico Payton, Jamal Williams, John Ridgeway, Will Harris, Shane Lemieux, and Nephi Sewell are all questionable.
And Marshawn Lattimore got traded to Washington.
Yes, that was the thing I was forgetting. I was like, wait, I thought Marshawn Lattimore was on this list. Yeah, Marshawn Lattimore, not there. This might be controversial. You should probably start passing game options against the Saints this week.
Yeah.
All right, Walker, with that in mind, is Drake London top 12?
I think so. I have London having a big week this week. I know he's questionable, but Raheem Morris said that he will play. or at least that he's like, you know, he should play as long as he doesn't have a weird setback. But as long as he's in there, I think he's going to get a ton of targets against a completely, you know, decimated Saints defense. So I see like 9 catches for over 100 yards for London this week.
Yeah, I think top 12 is in the cards for him, especially because like there's with wide receiver, you're looking for like spike week guys. So obviously Ja'Marr Chase is going to finish. I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say Ja'Marr Chase is going to be wide receiver 1 on the week.
Considering I've never seen a wide receiver score that many points.
Yes, I'm going to say that. Although I would love if, say, for example, I don't know, I'm just throwing out a name here. If maybe Amon-Ra St. Brown or Puka Nacua or Quentin Johnston.
Yeah, nice. I mean, Amon-Ra won't score 55 points ever just because of how the Lions offense is. But I mean, against this Texans defense, which isn't very good, maybe he could get 30.
Yes, let's do it. All right, Mike, is Drake London a top 12 option this week?
Yeah, he's definitely top, especially with all those injuries that you just read off. Even though the Saints are pretty good against wide receivers, they're 10th best, so they're in the top 10 overall. But yeah, when you have injuries, then you definitely have problems.
All right.
I would like to just say one more thing on the Falcons receivers. Not only do I have Drake London in the top 12, but I also have Darnell Mooney in the top 12.
That was going to be my next question, because here's the thing. Guess where Darnell Mooney ranks on the season in total fantasy points for wide receivers?
He's up there.
7th.
He's 10. He's wide receiver 10.
10. Jesus.
He's wide receiver 10.
Jeff was the only one of us who mentioned this in the offseason, and he didn't mention it even as much as he probably should have.
I know. It's like one of my biggest hits and one of my biggest misses. It's
you like, were like, Darnell Mooney's going to be top 40. And Mike and I were like, shut up. That's fine, I guess. I don't really care. And then, yeah, turns out he was like one of the best value picks you could make.
Yeah. So, yeah, Darnell Mooney, you're starting him this week. What about Kirk Cousins? Is it going to be Kirko? Kirko is number seven. Oh, this is wrong scoring settings. So full disclosure, behind the scenes, I have to switch between quarterbacks and everybody else in rankings because of the way the stupid FF Today works. So Kirk Cousins, quarterback 10 on the season. Are we starting him this week?
Yeah, I know on paper the Saints defense is good against both quarterbacks and receivers, but I just don't see that continuing considering the injuries and the trade they made.
Here's the thing. The paper that's written on, that's their CB2 right now.
He's just laying down on the floor.
Yeah.
The CB2 is the laminated call sheet that Dennis Allen vacated.
Yeah, just the memorial call sheet, the memorial Dennis Allen call sheet. Kyle Pitts, though. Kyle Pitts, though?
Yeah, I'm playing. I have Kyle Pitts 7th.
All right, Mike, what do you think? Darnell Mooney, Kirk Cousins, Kyle Pitts, we lighten them all up this week?
I think definitely Mooney, Pitts. I think he'll be in the top 12 somewhere.
Yeah. So I know I said 2 weeks ago about the Tyler Allgeier thing. I actually feel good about playing Allgeier this week because every running back that plays the Saints, I feel good about flexing them.
Allgeier's a fine flex, sure.
Yeah. So, all right, let's talk about on the other side. Mike, you want to know about the Saints wide receivers, a team that got so decimated that you forgot Rashid Shaheed
for the year. who's going to lead the wide receiver room in FPS this year? Or not this year, but this week?
Mason Tipton?
I'm going to give you a surprise option. Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Is he even on
the team? There you go.
Yes, he is on their team.
Interesting.
They picked him up like last week.
Okay, that's what I was like.
I think Atlanta's defense is not that good down the field, and AJ Terrell's a little banged up right now. I think that Valdes-Scantling hits one deep ball in this game and ends up with like 3 for 78, and that's the best game of any of the receivers.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I have another option. You ready for another guy that's just like Marquez Valdes-Scantling?
Man, I couldn't even guess. Who is it?
Equanimeous St. Brown.
Oh, wow. He's there now? Jeez.
He's on their practice squad.
He's probably going to get called up for sure.
Oh, yeah. They only. Oh, Oh shit! Nope, here it is. It's revenge season, baby.
Atlanta.
No, it's not revenge against Atlanta. It's revenge against the league, and it's revenge against everybody who didn't think that he should have gone in the first round to the San Francisco 49ers. It's Dante Pettis season, baby.
Whoa. Holy shit. I cannot believe he's still around.
No, I would say the correct answer is here are the Saints that you can start. Alvin Kamara, Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill, even, huh?
I mean,
sorry, Taysom I had Hill. To sneeze.
Yeah, I know. Walker looked very like they were in thought and then just threw the head off to the side and sneezed. So I have this theory about Taysom Hill bullshit. Okay.
Yep.
And this is my theory. The more chaotic the Saints are, the better that is for Taysom Hill.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. So, when the stupider the season gets, the better Taysom Hill is going to be. I have a question for you. It's time, but I have the final question here.
Walker's like, we're done talking, but I get the final.
That's right. I'm taking over the podcast. Wormed my way on here. It's my podcast now.
It's mine now.
I'm the captain. Is Taysom Hill a league winner?
Ooh. Real nasty Taysom Hill, Will Levis league winner game teams.
Will Levis, Taysom, get out of here.
Will Levis, he has the best quarterback matchup down the stretch. Don't at me.
I don't care.
Is Taysom Hill a league winner? No, because here's the thing. Taysom Hill will be like tight end one, tight end one, tight end one, tight end 100.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's going to have at least one, like, 25 or 30 point game down the stretch where he throws for a touchdown, runs for a touchdown, and catches four passes. But he's also going to have, like, a bunch of 2-point games, too. So, no, I don't think he's, like, the Kate Otten level that we concluded last week.
Yeah, Mike, what do you think? You were questionable about me even starting Taysom Hill this week, so.
Yeah, I think he'll have some good games, you know, for the rest of the season. He'll have maybe like 3 good games, but nah, not a league winner, no.
All right, Walker called time, so let's go to Niners Buccaneers. Niners 4-4 traveled to Tampa Bay to get this over early for me. It's a 10 a.m. start. Buccaneers are 4-5 after losing to the Chiefs last week. Niners coming off the bye. Niners are 6-point road favorites, 48.5 point over under. The Niners will be without Chris Conley, Kevin Givens, Yetur Gross-Matos, and Treverius Ward. Treverius Ward, it really sucks. He's not playing because his kid was born with developmental disabilities and she died. During the bye week, so you know, wishing the best for the Wards. Questionable for the Niners, Christian McCaffrey, John Feliciano, Debo Samuel, Malik Mustafa, and Nick Bosa is questionable with hooting and hollering. For the Buccaneers, Mike Evans is out. The following players are questionable: Greg Gaines, long snapper, Evan Deckers, Jalen McMillan, Jordan Whitehead, and Tyke Smith. My question, he's back, baby. Are we starting Christian McCaffrey in his first game back?
Of course.
Yeah, I don't see how you can't.
Buccaneers are 10th in fantasy points allowed to opposing running backs. They are 6th in the last 5 weeks, meaning they are getting worse. There is absolutely zero reason to not play Christian McCaffrey, because even Christian McCaffrey on a snap count is still a top 24 running back.
I mean, I have him at 5.
Yeah. And whoa. I'm saying that, like, if it's like we're going to ease him back in, we're going to have him splitting time with Jordan Mason, who's also banged up, or Isaac Garendo, even then I'm still starting Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah. I mean, if he gets even 10 touches, I mean, at least 3 of those are going to be catches.
Yeah.
And
at least 2 of those are going to be inside the 5.
Right. So he's probably going to score a touchdown. He's probably going to get multiple catches. I mean, his floor is probably double digit points, especially because the matchup's not scary at all.
Yeah. They're garbage against running backs. They're
garbage.
Garbage.
Their defense overall is pretty garbage.
Pretty garbage. I mean, Kareem Hunt.
Todd Bowles. What are you doing, man?
Todd Bowles, more like Todd spinning plates, because he is not making this work. I don't know.
Did you see Victoria retweeting all of her
or Todd Bowles takes?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
It was just her tweeting a bunch of stuff like Todd medicine cabinets, Todd tables.
Oh my God. All right. Elsewhere on the Niners, you're starting Debo, Brock Purdy. I mean, this is a primo matchup for Brock Purdy. Like, Brock Purdy is probably top five this week. George Kittle, you're starting. He's a top five tight end on the season. What about PPR, like Ricky Pearsall? Maybe. He didn't get a lot of targets, but with the bye week, I think they're going to work him in more. His catches were very impressive. Some might call him a gunshot victim, Jacoby Myers, potentially.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, we already have white Jacoby Myers. That's Ladd, right?
Yeah, Ladd's white Jacoby Myers.
Okay. I think you can start Ricky in that like Wandale range.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with the matchup. And I think they're going to, because they know the matchup is bad and Kyle Shanahan's extremely cocky, whether that's good or bad. I think at times it's very bad. So he's going to be like, look, we're going to try some stuff out. And I think a lot of that is a very heavy Ricky Pearsall attack to kind of test to see what they can do without Brandon Ayuk for the rest of the year.
Ricky Pearsall, 6 for 59.
Yep. 6 for 59. And they're all diving. All right. Let's talk about the Buccaneers. I would say don't start the other running backs if you can, because we don't know if Christian McCaffrey is going to get 5 touches or 25 touches. We truly don't know.
Right.
Yeah, you can't start him.
Yeah, you could be staring a zero in the face. All right, let's talk about the Buccaneers. Mike, you want to talk about the passing game?
Yeah, Baker Mayfield, 2+ touchdowns.
I would say so.
I think he will get two.
Exactly two? I think he will get 2.5.
Hmm. Hell yeah, let's do it.
I would love to see that happen.
You would love to figure out how that happens?
Yeah, I would love to live through that reality.
2.5 passing touchdowns. I'd like to refer you to Courtland Sutton to Bo Nix.
That's a touchdown.
Yeah, but it wasn't a passing touchdown. He didn't throw it. So it's actually worth more.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm going to say 2 passing touchdowns. He will join the ranks of Dak Prescott and Sam Darnold to throw multiple touchdowns against the 49ers this year.
Nice.
Yeah, I if you want multiple... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think one touchdown goes to our boy, Ade Cotton.
Ade Cotton, baby.
Tight end 2 on the week for me.
Yeah, he's must-start.
And I think the other one goes to Sterling Shepard.
I was going to say, regrettably, Rashad White.
That's also probably even more possible.
Receiving touchdowns in 2 straight games. All right. What about the running backs here? Walker mentioned K. Dotton, tight end 2 on the week. Mike, I think you agree, must start tight end there.
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about the running backs. Bucky Irving, Rashad White. They're basically in like however you want to cut it. Like there's some ways, some things that say that Rashad White's the one. Some things say that Bucky's the one. So we'll call them 50-50, 1A, 1B. Are you starting both? Neither? Just one of them? What are we doing with the running backs this week?
Go ahead, Mike.
I think the only one you can start is Rashad White.
Okay.
Interesting. I'm doing it, Jeff.
Oh.
I have Bucky.
Get ready for some fence sitting, what, Mike?
Oh, it's time just went. I have Irving at 24 and White at 25.
Let's go.
So right on the edge. You can play both of them. I don't think either of them will have fantastic games here, but I think they'll both probably finish somewhere between like 9 and 14 points.
Yeah, I think that, they are okay starts. Any of the wide receivers without Mike Evans? Are we starting any of them?
No.
I wouldn't play a single one of them, no.
Okay. All right, let's move on to the next one. We all got the Niners winning that one. Steelers, Commanders. Steelers are 6-2. Commanders are 7-2. Who saw either
of... Game of the week.
Oh, well, this is Walker's game of the week?
Game of the week.
All right, game of the week. Do we already pass the Bozo game of the week?
I forgot to do it, so no. I'll pick a different one.
I'm going to call Patriots, Bears, Bozo game of the week.
Yeah, we definitely already passed it. It was definitely... No, it's actually it's the Germany game.
Oh yeah, Germany game. Easy Bozo game of the week. I forgot about that. What do they say there? Das Bozo? Das Bozo?
I'm literally looking it up so I can put it in there.
What Bozo is in German? All right. Lost where we were. Steelers Commanders Walkers game of the week. 13 combined wins for them this far in the season. I did not see that happening. Let's talk about injuries. Steelers will be without Terrell Edmonds or Nick Herbig. Tyler Matakevich and Ben Skoranek.
Oh,
for the Steelers. I didn't know Ben Skoranek was a Steeler. For the Commanders, the aforementioned Marshawn Lattimore is questionable, as are Cornelius Lucas, Brian Robinson, Colson Yankoff. Those guys are all out. Sorry, I missed Yankoff. Let me try that
Yankoff.
Again. I missed the out.
Colson Yankoff.
Marshawn Lattimore, Cornelius Lucas, Brian Robinson, and Colson Yankoff are all out. Austin Siebert, Andrew Wiley are questionable. My question while I look up, there's actually a guy in one of my leagues that has a Yankoff team name, so I got to find it real quick. But can somebody please explain why there's like a million sleeper articles about Jaylen Warren this week? Is it because he was in a 50-50 timeshare in their last game? Like, is that it? Is that what it is? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. That doesn't make much sense to me since he hasn't had. Well, I guess last week he had 50-50, but up until last week he's had like nothing. I don't know. I don't know what people are speculating.
Mocker, do you have speculation?
I mean, I think he's like a flex, but I don't like it that much. I mean, I still think the floor is pretty low. We've seen him not be used quite a bit. I know he's healthy again and that he should be a bigger part of the offense now, but I still think Harris is pretty clearly the 1A there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and he's playing better. I think it's the same shit that we were going through last year where everybody just wants Jaylen Warren to be the
right. They see Jaylen Warren has a higher yards per carry average. And they're like, oh, he's better. But no, Najee Harris is playing his ass off right now.
We really are simple creatures. All right. George Pickens, top 30 guy.
George Pickens. I have him very high. 15.
All right. I'm a little bit more bullish on him.
Bearish.
Said it backwards. A bit more bearish on him. Sorry. I got that backwards. I will quit the podcast immediately. Very bearish on him, or more bearish than Walker. I'm going to stop talking. Mike, what do you think about George Pickens?
George Pickens, and especially in this matchup, should be really, yeah, I think what Walker has is pretty correct. Should be pretty good.
Yeah, suck it, Jeff.
Yeah, Commanders are 16th.
I'm sorry, Jeff. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree. I think he should be good to go, even though Commanders are the commies are middle of the road.
Is he hot to go?
He's hot to go.
HOTTOGO.
I know the dance. I'm cool. What about Mike Williams? We started Mike Williams this week.
Shut up, man. Get out of here.
No to Pat Freiermuth. Mike Williams, enjoy splitting snaps with Calvin Austin III. Get out of here. And don't start Pat Freiermuth. All right. I found that league, by the way, real quick. Team name, Hawk Tua Penix Yankoff. So all although not even the best name in that league, there's Rock and Roll Sam Darnold's, like Rock and Roll McDonald's.
Yeah.
There's Love My Neighbor's Booty. And
I mean I think I might have already said this on the podcast before, but that just reminds me of Neighbors Think I'm Selling Dope.
Yeah. and then here's a good one from a Saints fan. Who dat gonna be coach?
Yeah, right.
All right. Let's talk about the commies. Walker, you want to know about Brian Robinson?
Oh, he's not playing shit.
You want to know about Austin Eckler?
That's right. Shit. God damn it. It's awesome that they're going to be top 24.
No, because the Steelers are really good. And Austin Eckler is a good 1B, but he is not a 1A anymore. Like we've seen that. We've seen it already this season. He works better at this point in his career as a like a change of pace guy. So like he has no games over 11 carries. And last week he had 11 carries and it was 11 for 42. And so he's better off in this like pass catching role where he's kind of catching more balls than he's running. So I don't think he's going to be top 24 this week. I think he might he could backdoor his way into it, but I wouldn't feel good about it.
Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, Steelers are, what are they on defense against running backs? I forget.
Pretty good, I believe.
Pretty good.
They're pretty good against everybody.
Pretty good to average.
Yeah, I'm trying to find them right now to be sure. Yeah, they're 22nd, yeah. So they're 10th best overall. So that's pretty tough road for someone like Austin Eckler, who catches more passes than he does run.
Yeah, so I wouldn't trust it.
I think you can play him, but again, it's not a high ceiling play. I have him at 23. So like Jeff said, backdoor.
That's right.
Like Jeff, we love the back door on this. We love podcast. The back door.
You ready for a backdoor sleeper? You ready? 12 cool. targets in the last two games, 5 for 60 last week, 3 for 73 and a touchdown the week before.
Noah Brown. Noah Brown wide time.
Wide receiver 2 on the Commanders. He has at least 6 targets in 3 of the last 4 games. So it's a volume play. He's my sleeper wide receiver, my deep sleeper wide receiver this week. So it's Noah Brown time, baby.
Yeah, I have him wide receiver 38.
Let's go! Jaden Daniels must start. Zach Ertz is the quintessential 4-for-40 guy. I think that's it.
Yeah. I don't think there's anybody else. I mean...
Terry McLaurin's must start.
Yeah, of course.
Well, yeah.
Alameda Zacchaeus, get him out of here. I love that guy, but get him out of here.
Alameda Zacchaeus, no thank you. Allow me to bench you.
Jesus Christ, man.
Vikings are 6-2. They play the Jaguars, who are 2-7. Minnesota, 4.5 point favorites, 46.5 point over under. For the Vikings, Blake Cashman, Gabriel Murphy, and Ivan Pace are out. For the Jags, Ezra Cleveland and Mason Smith are also out. Gabe Davis, Dearness Johnson, Trevor Lawrence, Brian Thomas, Daniel Thomas, Andrew Wingard, Devin Duvernay, and Keelan Robinson are all questionable. I last saw no go for Trevor Lawrence. That's the last thing that I saw.
Yeah. I don't think he's playing.
Yeah. I would say, let's talk about Walker. Let's talk about Jordan Addison.
Yeah, is he going to be a top 24 receiver this week? A great game last week.
Yeah. He's going to go like 8 for 100 and a touchdown. The Jags are the worst team in the NFL.
They're pretty bad. They're fourth worst in overall against wide receivers. So both Jefferson and Addison should have a good game.
Yeah. I mean, they're like statistically, yes, they're not the worst, but you watch the product on the field.
Bad.
It's bad, especially on defense. It's an offense that can't go anywhere and a defense that can't stop anybody.
Yeah. With Mac Jones playing, I really don't understand why this is only a 4.5 point spread.
Well, hold on. This spread was, I did do these spreads on Tuesday when I was distracting myself from whatever was going on.
Why?
Something
what
going
could it
on.
Have been?
Yeah, I don't know. It is now a 6.5 point Minnesota.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
I have Addison at 26, but I could easily see him being top 24. I think you should play him.
I agree. Mike?
Yeah. Definitely play Addison.
All right. The real question, what are we doing? Are we playing Rock and Roll Sam Darnolds? Is he top 8, top 10, top 12?
I have him at 7.
7? I think that's fair. Sam Darnold or – just realized we haven't been playing this game all episode. Sam Darnold or Russell Wilson?
I'll go Wilson.
Mr. Unlimited.
Unlimited. Sam Darnold or Baker?
You're so Baker. Good at this, too. Unbelievable, man. How good he is at this shit. I like Darnold over Baker, just barely.
All right, last one. Darnold or Kirko?
Give me Kirk.
Mike?
Yeah, I'm going to start Kirk in my redraft league, so I'll say Kirk.
All right. Aaron Jones, you play. TJ Hockenson, you play. Justin Jefferson, you play.
Yep.
All right. The other side. Can we really play anyone with McCorkle under center? Is there a Jag that we are going to play this week?
I think you can probably still play Brian Thomas Jr. because he's a good player.
Okay.
And they're going to have to throw the ball to somebody, especially with Kirk, you know, Christian Kirk gone for the season now. I think you can also play Evan Engram. Mac Jones is notorious for throwing short, and Engram's the only guy really that they have that is a short area target with Christian Kirk on IR. So I think Engram is actually a pretty good play. I think you could see like a 10 catch game, 10 catches for 58 yards.
You know what? You're 100% right, because I keep forgetting Evan Engram is on this team.
That's fair. He's boring now. It's weird. He came out into the league as like an elite athlete tight end, and now he's just like a 7 yards and sit there guy.
Yeah, he's old Zach Ertz, but he's like 5 years or 3 years younger.
I think he's more than that. Evan Engram is not 30.
Evan Engram is 30.
Really?
He just turned 30 at the beginning of the season. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why I corrected myself, because I figured he was like 28. That's why I was like 5'3" because I'm on his page. Nice. But yeah, Evan Engram, boring. You can start him every week. Evan Engram or old man Zach Ertz? I would go Engram pretty easily.
Engram. Yeah. Engram.
Yeah. Evan Engram or Dallas Goedert. Huh?
I said Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts. I would play Kyle Pitts.
Engram.
I'd go Engram.
Okay. Engram or Fergo. With Cooper Engram. Rush, baby. Battle at two backups.
I'm going Engram there.
All right, cool. All right, let's move. Oh, running backs, please don't start them. But preferred order would probably be Tank, Etienne, D'Ernest Johnson. And D'Ernest Johnson's like way behind the other two. And
if I'm starting one ETN's of them, I'm starting.
Oh, go ahead.
If I'm starting one of them, I'm starting Etienne.
Etienne, really? Okay, pass catching?
Yep.
Okay. Mike, what do you think? Rank the running backs for the Jags in this one.
Etienne, then
Big Tank.
Tank, yeah. And then I guess D'Ernest.
Yeah. Alrighty. Let's go to the snooze fest game of the week. Titans, Chargers. Titans are 2-6. Chargers are 5-3. Chargers 7.5-point favorites. 37.5-point over under for the Titans. Legarius Sneed is out. Dylan Raddins and Julius Chestnut are both questionable. For the Chargers, Christian Fulton is doubtful. Joey Bosa, Gus Edwards, Khalil Mack, Denzel Perryman, Trey Pipkins, and Stone Smart are all questionable. My question for the week, which I put in day before yesterday, was did Mason Rudolph unlock Calvin Ridley? And then I get a push notification today. Did you see the push notification today?
That Will Levis is playing.
Will Levis is back, baby. Let's go. So I said, did Mason Rudolph unlock Calvin Ridley? And I said, doesn't matter. So can we start Calvin Ridley with Will Levis back under center?
No.
I think he's a wide receiver 3. I think it depends what you need. If you need ceiling, I would play him over like the Wandales. But if you need floor, then I wouldn't.
If you played against basically anybody on Thursday Night Football, you probably play Calvin Ridley.
Yep. Yeah, I have Calvin Ridley right at 30. So like right in the middle of that wide receiver 3 range.
Okay. Yeah. Cause, he's been hot the last couple weeks, but before that it was real stinky doo-doo back when Lewis was playing. So yeah, I don't feel good about it. Mike, what did you say? You said no, you don't think so?
No, I don't. Yeah. He hasn't done really anything with Will Levis. I don't see how that's going to change.
Yeah, I think he's a Hail Mary play. Football term, nailed it. You're starting Tony Pollard? And
yeah, volume play.
That's it?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, let's talk the Chargers. Mike, you want to talk the running back on the other side?
Just kidding, Dobbins. Is J.K. Dobbins going to be top 24 against the 18th ranked defense of the Tennessee Titans?
I don't know. Walker, what do you think?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I know he's not playing that well, but he's still getting a lot of touches. I'm not scared of the defense. I think he'll score a touchdown.
Yeah, like I think that he's like getting good volume, but it's like it's not like he's doing really well. Like if I had to break it down, it's like I would say like 10% luck, 20% skill.
Yeah.
God, Dre Bauer will.
I have him 5%
pleasure and mostly 50% pain.
Yeah.
Mostly that 50%. Yeah. And that's 100% reason to call him a top 24 running back.
Bang.
Bang.
Nailed it.
Woo.
Fort Minor.
Did Ladd McConkey do it last week?
Do what?
I think he did. I think I said if he was a top 36 wide receiver last week that I would change him from Bad McConkey to Rad McConkey.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think he's Rad McConkey.
Rad McConkey.
Feeling yeah. like the white Jacoby Myers. So we're starting Ladd McConkey, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Anybody else on the Chargers? Justin Herbert, he was quarterback 12 last week.
I like him. Yeah.
I think he's neat. my only concern is the Titans are a sneaky good pass defense.
They are.
Yeah. I just don't. With, you know, you got the guys on bye that you have. I mean, we've got Jordan Love on bye. We've got Geno on bye. We've got Jameis on bye. So, and then Lamar and Burrow already played. So at this point, you're running a little lower on options. I think Justin Herbert, he would have been QB 11 if I included the Thursday night guys.
Yeah, and also he doesn't really play the type of game that as a quarterback that gets stifled a bunch with Jim Harbaugh. It's a lot of underneath stuff. So yeah, it's not like, yeah.
He's hardly throwing any picks at all.
Yeah, and because it's just he's protecting the football. He's there. I mean, in the passing game.
He's going to have a downright Goffian game where he has like 180 yards and two touchdowns.
Yeah, and so that'll be quarterback 12 on the week. So I think you can start him. I think there's better options.
Great. Yep.
But most of those guys are probably already rostered. So, Mike, anything else with the Chargers you wanted to talk about?
No, I think that covers it.
I think that 37 might be a little high for this game.
Jeez, 37 and a half.
37 with a 7.5-point spread. Wow. Yeah. That's tough. 15-point implied total for the Titans.
Woo, might be too high. Nah, they'll get to 15. All right, Eagles and Cowboys. Eagles are 6-2. Cowboys are 3-5. Eagles, 6.5-point favorites. 43.5-point over-under. For the Eagles, Ben Van Sumeren is questionable with a concussion. For the Cowboys, Deron Bland and Dak Prescott and Wanya Thomas are all out. Dak Prescott may be placed on IR.
He's going to be placed on IR.
Yeah. Trayvon Diggs, Tyler Guyton, Eric Kendricks, Micah Parsons, and Nick Vigil are all questionable. Rest in piss, the 2024 Dallas Cowboys without Dak Prescott. All right. Walker, Dallas Goedert. Speaking of Dallas.
Yeah. Yeah, Dallas and Dallas. are we buying nominative determinism?
Yes. Yes, I will buy nominative determinism. The Cowboys are a bad defense. Dallas Goedert did not do anything the last time. Oh, he hasn't played in a long time. Is he back?
Isn't he?
Hold on. Time out.
Yeah, I believe he is back.
Yeah. I just realized I read the injury report and he wasn't on it. I'm a stupid man. So Dallas Goedert, the last time we saw him, was doing well. I think they're going to get him back. It's going to be a game where they're going to blow out the Cowboys. So I think they'll get Dallas Goedert involved. I'd say probably 5 for 48 and a touchdown.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, I think he's a back end tight end one. I don't love it, but I think he's a better play than in your blob guys.
Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, 20th. Cowboys are 20th against tight ends, so 12 teams are worse than they are. So they're pretty bad. I think Dallas Goedert would be somewhere in the top 10 to 12 range.
All right. So back end guy, but not somebody you're not gonna go from away from a Kate Otten for him. Like Kate Otten is far and away.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, and the rest of the team we've already determined is a full house free space. So start them if you got them, especially against this Cowboys team. On the other side of the ball, I think Rico Dudu is like a flex play running back, right?
Yeah, if not, yeah. I mean, it all depends because he's getting a lot of volume. So I think last week he got what did he get last week? Didn't he get 20 touches or am I?
All right, hold on. Let me check the volume of doo-doo last week. Hold on. Nothing for that? Nothing for volume of the doo-doo? It's a lot of poop.
The poop for the doo-doo.
To quote Ian Malcolm, that's a big pile of shit. 12 for 75 on the ground and 6 targets, 5 catches, 32 yards in the air. So decent volume, 17 touches. That does make twice in the last 3 games he has at least 17 touches. So good volume there. He didn't have a lot of volume against Detroit, but Jesus Christ, they got the shit.
Yeah, they got Detroit, so. Blown out, yeah. So then he wasn't going to carry much anyway. So he's, and then the week before that, before the Detroit game, he got, I think, 20 rushes.
Yeah.
I can see them trying to keep this on the ground and using Dudu as their Dattle. I don't mind starting Rico Dattle in this matchup.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, he's a flex guy, but Jake Ferguson back in tight end one. But, I mean, the only real question is, how worried does Cooper Rush make us for CeeDee Lamb?
Very.
I'm not that worried.
No?
Because I think he's going to get so many targets. They're just going to force feed him the ball. And so even if it's an ugly game, I still feel like you're going to get, like, 10 catches for 80 yards. You know,
yeah.
The Eagles secondary is not very good and the Cowboys don't have any other way to move the ball. The Eagles run defense is way better than their pass defense. So they're going to have to throw it and Cooper Rush can't throw the ball downfield. So he's just going to like spam CeeDee Lamb 6-yard slant all game.
And so I actually brought this up specifically because my first reaction was Mike's ooh, this might be trouble. But this is from Field Yates. You might have heard of him, a little company called ESPN. If you ever heard of it, he tweeted this out on looks like Monday. CeeDee Lamb in weeks 2 through 6 of 2022 when Cooper Rush filled in for Dak. He didn't capitalize. Rush got him, nailed it, get shit on Field Yates. 7 catches for 75 yards, 8 catches for 87 yards and a touchdown, 6 catches for 97 yards and a touchdown. Sorry, hold on. And a touchdown. 5 catches for 53 yards and 5 catches for 68 yards. So at worst, he's, you know, highest paid wide receiver in the NFL, Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, he's Superman Jacoby Myers.
Superman Jacoby Myers. There you go.
This guy's so, yeah. Double Myers.
I don't know why, but I picture that being 2 middle fingers.
Here's
a real double Myers for you. Yeah, the Brian Branch. Brian Branch? All right. I would just like to say I had Brian Branch and Puka Nacua thrown out last week in the same league, and I still won.
Wow. Very nice. Very good.
Thank you to Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Shout out JSN. Big game.
Shout out JSN. Yeah. So, all right. We all got the Eagles winning that one. Jets and Cardinals. Jets are 3-6. Cardinals are 5-4. Arizona, 1.5-point favorites. 45.5-point over under in this one. For the Jets, Jake Hansen and CJ Mosley are both out. Michael Carter, Tyler Conklin, Morgan Moses, Chaz Surratt, Solomon Thomas, and Elijah Vera Tucker are questionable. For the Cardinals, Darius Robinson is out. Jalen Thompson and Jonah Williams are questionable. Mike wants to know about Breece Hall this week.
Yeah, is he going to be bounced back after 2 poor performances? He was like 29th RB last week and then the 32nd RB the week before that. So against the soft Cardinals defense, is he going to bounce back?
I mean, I want to say yeah. I mean, he's a very good player. Mike, you mentioned soft Cardinals defense, 7th in fantasy points allowed to running backs on the season. But also, like, the Jets are weird, man.
They're so
weird. And so I'm going to say yes, just because like Breece Hall has a 70-yard touchdown run in him on any play. Well, more specifically, he has that run in him from the 30-yard line. But in any play, he could get, you know, 50 plus yards in a touchdown. So I'm going to say that he does have a bounce back week because this is a soft Cardinals run defense. So I would say, yeah, I think Breece Hall is like a top 3 guy. Not top 3, top 8 guy this week.
Yep, I have him at 8. I agree. I think he'll be quite good this week.
Yeah, DeAndre Swift 14 PPR points last week. Raheem Mostert 16 the week before, and Devon Achane 26 the week before. So, you can definitely beat the shit out of these guys. And that's actually what went back to my concerns about J.K. Dobbins a few weeks ago. It was like, oh, the Cardinals are dog shit, and he ran poorly against them. But maybe I was a little over my skis. My question is that the only – oh, are we starting Aaron Rodgers in this game?
No. Well,
yeah.
I mean, he's like a fringe streamer, I would say. Like, he's not a bad option, but he's not great either, I would say.
Yeah, I'm starting him in one league. That's my second quarterback, so – I think he's outside the top 12, but it's like, as you're saying, he's in that area, that 14, you know, 15 area for quarterbacks.
Yeah, I would say that it's definitely not a matchup that you attack. Two quarterbacks have over 16 fantasy points against them this season, Jaden Daniels and Jordan Love. Not the same type of quarterback as Aaron Rodgers. I'm sorry, I forgot about Josh Allen in week one, who beat the shit out of them. So that's three times that the Cardinals have been stomped. So but other than that, it's like they give up decent but not great games, like top 15 quarterback games but not top 10, top 8 type games. So I agree, it's like a desperation play in a deeper league, or like Mike mentioned, it's pretty good second quarterback play. But in a standard like 12 team one quarterback league, there are better options out there. Here, let me ask a real nasty question. Daniel Jones or Aaron Rodgers?
Jones.
Yeah, I'll go Jones.
All right, yeah. Derek Carr or Aaron Rodgers?
Give me Rodgers.
Yeah.
Okay. I figured that was how that both of those lines would fall. So, all right. And that's it for the Jets. Ty Konkowski.
We're starting the receivers.
Yeah, you're starting Garrett Wilson. You're starting Devontae Adams. If we have to tell you that, then man, you might want to start over. And then I wouldn't start Ty Conklin. He hasn't been as the wide receivers have gotten more solidified, he hasn't been as startable. It's just been touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
All right, Walker, on the other side, you want to talk about Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, he's you know, it's kind of been back and forth whether he's been good or not for fantasy. I think he's playing pretty well, but is he going to put up the stats to be top 24 this week?
I don't want to. He's been so hard. Like he's been weirder than the Jets. He's been so hard to like pin down.
Yeah.
And I mean, a lot of it is his usage. Like they're using him downfield way too much. I think Walker, you mentioned it. They're like, oh, this is our only good wide receiver. Let's just see how many yards we can get from him in any given pass.
Yeah. It's not being designed particularly well, but I don't know. I kind of feel like this is a matchup against Sauce he'll get up for.
Okay. I mean, that's possible, but it's also, you know, Sauce also gets up, and Sauce doesn't have the type of difficulty with consistency.
He's not been great this year, though.
I can't say. I know I've watched enough Sauce Gardner this season to confirm that.
Unfortunately, I've had to watch the Jets on primetime like 5 times.
Oh, that's really? True. That's true. I forgot. I have watched a lot of Jets this year, but I have mostly tuned it out.
That's fair.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think so. I think he'll be close, but I don't think so. Walker, it sounds like you.
I do. I have him at 20.
All right. And Mike? Top 24?
I think it's close. I'd say. Yeah, around 20 to 24 is probably about right.
Okay, sounds good. Okay. And then, go ahead.
I just said sounds good also.
Oh, I will be starting James Conner. Controversial, I know. I will be starting Trey McBride. What about Kyler Murray? Kyler Murray has been, like, not good. It's looking really bad for my priors vis-a-vis Kyler Murray.
Kyler is like a fringe QB1, I would say. He's had good performances in bad matchups before this season.
Mm-hmm.
But Yeah, I think he's, yeah, fringe guy. He's in that Justin Herbert, Jared Goff area.
Okay.
Yeah, Jets are really good against quarterback, so I'm going to say pass.
Yeah, well, yes, that's what he does.
Yeah, that's true, doesn't he?
He runs, too. He
runs. I run to pass, yeah.
I run to ball. I pass the ball. I think that Kyler Murray can defeat good matchups and gets kind of swallowed up by bad matchups, so I'm not too bullish on Kyler Murray this week. Some might say I'm bearish, and I've never made that mistake. I've never said it backwards.
That's interesting.
Some might say that. Also, Kyler Murray only has 3 sacks in the last 4 games. Also, all 3 were last week.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, he did not get sacked against the Packers, Chargers, or Dolphins.
Very impressive.
Very impressive. All right.
That's time, by the way.
Lions at Texans. Lions are 7-1. Texans are 6-3. Detroit 4-point favorites. 48. Oh, sorry, forgot to say last game. Mike has the Jets winning. Walker and I both have the Cardinals.
And you should start Trey McBride.
I said that after the James Conner thing.
Okay, my bad.
I know you were reeling from like the hotness of my take about James Conner. So you probably didn't hear me.
Yeah, I was also reeling because I forgot to put James Conner in my rankings for some reason. Oh. And he just wasn't there, so I had to fix that.
He is the Milford man of running backs. I think that's the thing in Arrested Development. Anyways, Lions at Texans. Lions are 7-1. Texans are 6-3. Walker, start the clock over. Detroit, 4-point favorites. 48.5-point over-under. For the Lions, Taylor Decker, Jalen Reeves-Maven, Malcolm Rodriguez, Broderick Martin, Ife Melifonwu, and Emmanuel Mosley are out. Zadarius Smith? Walker, how are we feeling about Zadarius Smith?
That's good stuff, man. I love that.
He's questionable. He's probably going to play. Yeah. For the Texans, Damian Pierce and Will Anderson are both out. Folo Fadukasi, Jake Hansen, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Jerry Hughes, and Jeff Okuda are questionable. It doesn't sound like Nico Collins is going to play.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. So, Walker, you want to know about really the only Lion that is a question mark, Sam Laporta.
Right. Do we think that he is a top 12 playable tight end this week?
Jameson
Williams returns this week, by the way.
That's what's giving me pause. Dan Campbell is a very much go out and give him hell kid type head coach, which would make me believe that this is going to be a decent amount of Jameson Williams in this one. And as we saw through most of the games this year, Sam Laporta and Jameson Williams, like, they don't pass the ball enough. The Lions don't pass the ball enough for both of them to be good.
Right. It's one or the other.
Yeah, it's one or the other. And it's they have too many weapons. They have too many options. They have too many options, and the running backs are too good, so it takes away from the passing game. And that's a problem for it's even been a problem for Sun God, but guys not named Amon-Ra St. Brown, they kind of struggle. So I think that he is closer to 15. Hold on. Let me double check who's on bye.
Tucker Kraft.
Never mind. He's 12.
Njoku.
And Brock Bowers.
Brock Bowers. Yeah. I mean, I still have him at 15.
Yeah, I think that just because of who's gone this week, you have 3 guys that are usually over him, that he could end up in the top 12, but it's like skinnier teeth top 12.
That's fair.
It's like 2 for 26 and a touchdown top 12.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, well, Texans are the best against tight ends too. So that's another thing. And with Jameson Williams back, I can't trust it. He hasn't shown anything really when Williams has been in the lineup. And he exploited it when Williams was out of the lineup. So to me, they'd rather go with Williams, and rightfully so. So I'm going to stay away from Laporta inside the top 12.
Yeah. Williams, this is a much better matchup for Williams than it is for Laporta. That's why I think it's going to be a Williams week.
Okay. I also, like I said, he's Dan Campbell, very much a give him hell kid, but are we starting Jameson Williams?
I'd flex him.
Yeah, I think he's in that like Jordan Addison, Roma Dunze like high end wide receiver three.
Okay.
Type guy.
Yeah, I think that, again, sort of like what we were talking about earlier, like if you played a guy on the Bengals, probably one
play. You need JMO in there over Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah, do not start Ricky Pearsall if you got if you're like, you know how I'm going to counter Jamar Chase? 6 for 70.
Yeah, we're going with the white boy.
Yeah, no, thank you. So what about Jared Goff?
Fringe QB1, I would say. Good matchup, but he hasn't been throwing that much.
Yeah. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with Walker. Fringe QB1.
I agree. Both running backs and Sun God are all must starts. And I think that's it for the Lions. For the Tejants, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mike wants to know about Tank Dell.
Yeah, is he going to be top 24?
Yeah, I think so. It's a good matchup. The Lions give up a lot of yards through the air, not a lot of touchdowns, but Dell is clearly the best receiver with Nico Collins presumed not playing. I would expect Dell to have at least 6 catches and probably close to 100 yards.
Okay. Yeah, because I also am like, who else are they throwing to?
Yeah, like I wouldn't play. Robert Woods is their wide receiver too right now.
Xavier Hutchinson?
Yeah, I mean, Woods, Hutchinson, and Mechie are vying for the rest of the receiver targets, and Woods has been the best with them. So, yeah, I think if, you know, Robert Woods is kind of like a deep league sneaky option, but, I mean, the passing game is going to go through Dell, I feel like.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's Tank Dell. I think it's Joe Mixon. What about CJ Stroud?
Yeah, I can't do it. I mean, the Lions defense hasn't been too kind to quarterbacks lately. They get a lot of takeaways. Stroud's been throwing more picks this season. He doesn't have really that explosive option out there. I think this is going to be a tough game for Stroud in terms of statistical production.
Okay, perfect. And then Dalton Schultz?
No.
I don't want to either.
No.
Okay.
That's time.
Let's talk about Monday Night Football. Walker's sneaky banger of the week. Dolphins at Rams. Dolphins 2-6. Rams 4-4. No official injury reports for this one yet. Check on Saturday, especially for Tyreek Hill. He didn't practice on Friday with a wrist injury. I'm seeing everything from he's not going to play to it's just what they put down for him to rest. So we truly do not know at this point. We will know tomorrow, Saturday. Or maybe today. I don't know when you listen to this. DeMarcus Robinson for the Rams was limited on Friday, and Jordan Whittington practiced in full. But again, no official reports as they play on Monday. Mike wants to know, are we going to Hawk Tua Tagovailoa this week?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Is Hawk Tua going to be top 12?
Probably not.
No, I don't think so.
How's that for hashtag analysis?
Yeah, I don't think so. Hill's banged up. Jalen Waddle hasn't gotten going this season. They've been doing a lot of, you know, it's the offense runs through the running backs, especially Achan. I don't see him wrecking. I would see like one touchdown and 200 yards or something like that. So he has a fine game, but not top 12.
Yeah, I think that he's I agree with Walker. They're going to run it through Devon Achane and even a little bit to Raheem Mostert, who's getting increasingly involved now that he's back from injury. I'm just not sure about the volume. Like, I don't know. This Rams defense is they rebuilt it on the fly to be very good. I've never seen somebody a team lose a top five guy at his position ever and not really take a step back.
Yeah, well, that's because the edge rusher they drafted in the first round is amazing, and the defensive lineman they drafted in the second round is pretty good.
Yeah, Jared Verse is incredible.
That dude is violent as hell.
Yeah, so I hate it. Thanks, I hate it. So Jonnu Smith, though, fire him up.
Yeah, I have him at 12 on the dot. He's PPR demon. You know, he's going to have, this is a pretty decent matchup. I could see him having like 6 catches for 39 yards.
Woo. That is Walker's definition of a demon.
Yes, PPR demon, 9.9 points.
Woo! All right, and then you're starting Tyreek. What about Jalen Waddle? I kind of don't want to start Jalen Waddle if I can help it till I see something from him.
Something, yeah. He's been pretty bad.
Yeah, he's outside the top 50 wide receivers in the season.
Yeah, and it's not, and it's just like, obviously we're like, oh yeah, he struggled because there wasn't any Tua Tagovailoa, but even with Tua back, he hasn't been doing anything.
Tua has not been spitting on that thing.
Damn. Yeah. Last week's line, by the way, 2 for -4 and a touchdown. All-time line.
That's good stuff.
That's an all-time line. And that's because he caught the hot potato on the hook and ladder and got... No, was that... Did he jump on it, or was it the hook and ladder at the end of the game?
I don't remember.
I think it was the hook and ladder at the end of the game. All right. And then on the Rams side, is Matthew Stafford the only question for this team? You're starting Kupp, you're starting Puka, you're starting Kyren, and that's it. DeMarcus Robinson is a deep wide receiver 3 because he's been doing nothing but scoring touchdowns. But is Matthew Stafford the only question mark for this team in terms of if you're starting him?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I the receivers are an obvious yes. Kyren's an obvious yes. I'm not interested in DeMarcus Robinson. Coley Parkinson has been completely phased out of the offense. So, yeah, I wouldn't play Stafford. The Dolphins are quite good against opposing quarterbacks and honestly pretty good against opposing receivers too. So I think this is going to be a big Kyren game, but I do think that Stafford now is going to be that guy who is like week by week, you know, depending on the matchup, he'll be a starter or not.
Yeah, so this week, are we firing him up?
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's a rougher matchup. I agree. I think it's going to be like it could be like a Kyren like running back 3 week where it's like, oh, Kyren Williams has 139 yards and 2 touchdowns in this one. So yeah, I think it's a big Kyren week. You're starting Puka, you're starting Kupp, and no to Stafford if you can help it. And that's it.
That's it.
Pretty much. All right.
Shall we make up some teams that are going to play against each other?
The San Diego Surf are going to play the Virginia Storm.
Ooh, you know, the Surf they really do have a run funnel defense.
Right.
So I'm going to go with Jackson Richardson in this one, running back for the Storm, obviously. Nice. I think he's going to, you know, he has been struggling lately, but he has been catching a lot of passes. So I think like 5 catches, 38 yards is good for him. And then he'll probably score a touchdown.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Mike, what about on the Surf? Their running back, LaMelton Graham.
LaMelton Graham. I tell you, Graham and LaMelton. And you, if you ever melt.
Ooh, LaMelton some grams. Walker's thinking about s'mores right there. LaMelton and some graham crackers.
Yeah, pretty good stuff.
Yeah. Not only is that pretty good stuff, he's pretty good stuff too. I mean, you can't deny the fact that he rushes almost averages 89 yards per game just on the ground.
Yeah, catches, I mean, that's good.
Yeah, catches 3 to 5 passes a game. Tough to bring down, man. That guy's a monster. and it just runs through the defensive line. Defensive tackles are like scared. They run to the opposing sidelines and yell and help for this guy. So yeah, LaMelton Graham is a stud.
Well, I mean, when you tackle him, you look at your hands, they're all sticky.
Yeah,
because he's covered in s'mores. All right. S'mores. You know, I was going to say, you know, else is great, but Walker had to end it on sticky. So, you know, else is sticky. My co-host. Thanks for listening, everybody. This episode of the Football Ops 30 podcast for Mike and Walker. This is Jeff. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a good one.
Bye.
Stick 'em up.